Dunning Plumbing is three generations of master plumbers that provide full-service plumbing repairs. Whether it be kitchen and bath remodeling, sewer and drain cleaning, toilet repair or replacement, slab leak detection, faucet repairs or installations, they can do it. Visit their showroom at 483 Patricia Avenue in Dunedin, or give them a call at 727-734-2879, or visit their website, dunedinplumbing.com. License number RF0037427. See the Dunedin Plumbing ad in the BCC coupon book. You'll never leave hungry when you visit Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop in Palm Harbor. Whether it's burgers, wings, hoagies, specialty sandwiches, or anything else on their large menu, you'll be coming back for more. Stop in or let them cater your next event. Call 727-408-5425 or visit them at 34720 US Highway 19 North in Palm Harbor. Order online at fatjacksjaxs.com. That's fatjacks.com. Or you can even use Uber Eats. Find Fat Jack's coupon in the BCC coupon book. Cricketers British Pub and Restaurant has the best fish and chips in town, along with a whole host of other authentic British and traditional American fare. They also have a full liquor bar and a large selection of quality beers. Located in Causeway Plaza in Dunedin, you can find them at 2634 Bayshore Boulevard. Give them a call at 727-736-1322. That's 727-736-1322. Or visit them online at cricketerspub.com. See their ad in the BCC coupon book. It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Whether you're sick or not, you got to show up for work, right, Ed? Yeah. Anyhow, I'd like to talk about the successful Christmas thing we did there. We had two events, one at the Dunedin Country Club, where we had an official Santa Claus, and then we also had a professional, it was a professional photographer, and then we also had it to where Vince is in the, I mean, Angel's in the house.
How you doing?
We got a packed house today, huh? Unbelievable. How many people out there? At least 15 people, huh? Anyhow, it's a big turnout today for the radio show, so I want to thank everybody for turning out. So we got food out there from Frank's Pizza. We got meatballs. Did you get yourself a slice, Ed? No? Okay. Ed's not.
You're good.
Okay. Yeah, and thank you, Ed, for doing the show. I really appreciate you.
Happy belated Christmas for those folks that we need to have Merry Christmas to.
Yeah, what's going on with our tux guy?
With the tux guy?
Yeah, have you talked to him lately?
Not at all.
Yeah, he doesn't. I wanted to get a tux, and I called in there, and he hasn't got back with me.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, it was kind of funny, and then because he was all gung ho. So anyhow, I'm doing a TV event
for Ruco.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I heard about that. So
right, so what I want to do is I need to get a tux from him.
Wow.
I want to wear a tux or a suit, something to that effect, on my first show.
Okay.
So I can remember it. And,
is this going to be televised, like, live, or is
it
recorded?
No, it's going to be recorded.
So tell us a little bit what that is. Like, what are you going to be doing on Ruco TV?
There's three cameras in the studio.
Okay.
And then we're going to be set up like an interview. You're going to help me, of course.
Okay.
I mean, that goes without say. I would love to have Ed there, too, if he would want to show up. But that's up to Ed. And it's going to be interviewing people, and then where you can show videos. Because I have my friend. He has a locksmith company, right? Let me just get this thing from him. And he's going to be doing stuff. He sent me a video. It was 4 seconds, right?
Is that the one they bump in, like, they can go in your house, like, in less than, like, a minute or two?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was here last time. He showed us a little example where you can buy
this
stuff.
Can you read his thing, too? Like, his thing? It's right. I can't see it myself.
Of course, I didn't put on my reading glasses, but...
Yeah, so what he showed is he had his granddaughter use the device, a 10-year-old girl.
It says... Multi-lock, yeah.
Right, so read that.
Did his daughter actually unlock
his granddaughter in 10 seconds.
That's crazy.
In 10 seconds, and she's 10 years old, she goes up to the lock, it's locked, and she does hits it twice with this gadget. But he sells locks that can stop that from happening.
Right.
People don't realize how unsafe their houses are.
Right.
And then this, plus Jerry's just a wonderful guy, too.
Right. How was your holiday, by the way?
It was really good. I had a little bit of a mental breakdown.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Just, I'm moving on January 1st, and the pressures of moving, mm-hmm. and it's like how your mind plays tricks on me. Like, the only way I can describe it is, you know, the answer is to turn to God. Right, always. That's the answer. But sometimes I get into a depressed or an anxiety state.
Could be a change. It's going to be a big change for you.
Yeah, but I think I have mental issues.
Well, I mean,
right.
Have you thought about talking to someone about that professionally?
Yeah. I'm doing it now.
Okay.
I'm doing it now. And then I got to tell you, the events, this guy Vincent, right?
Mm-hmm.
And his wife. I just, I can't even explain how great they are. And like, and I say it to him, right? Because I'm a salesman. Sometimes people see the salesman in me, even though I'm telling the truth.
Oh, I experienced that firsthand.
Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely have no filter.
Right.
And that's good. That's a good thing or a bad thing. It's the delivery of the message, right?
That's it. Mickey, you're not going to be here. Cut me, Mickey. Cut me. But they come to the event, right? Mm-hmm. It's at the Dunedin Country Club. Vincent comes wearing a tie and a jacket.
Mm-hmm.
Dressed for success. Dressed for the money he wants to make. Representing, right? And then his lovely wife set up this beautiful tripod camera that even if she wasn't a photographer, she looked like one. And they took pictures of the kids. And then he took down their data, like that's what he does.
I'm assuming it's a release of information to allow them to use the pictures.
Right, to send the pictures to them.
Right, okay.
Right, because then each kid, you know, they got a picture with Santa.
Okay.
Why not, you know, get a photo of it? And this was the real deal Santa. Like, if you just close your eyes and imagine what you would want a Santa to look like.
And that's the spinning image of what you're looking for.
You can't even make it up. His name was Santa Jim, right? So then we did a second event at Greenwood Avenue at CNC Meat Market. And then he took meats for payment from CNC Meat Market and wouldn't take any money from us.
To donate?
No, because Santa Claus has just got to get paid.
Right.
We paid him for the first event, but he refused payment.
So what did he do with that meat that he had?
He cooked it for him and Mrs. Claus.
Okay.
And like,
I hope he shared some with the reindeers.
So it was just
it's kind of a nice. It doesn't make any sense. You know, animals eating animals. It doesn't make any sense. So.
No. Do they do that, by the way? They must, right? Tigers eat.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. But I was thinking reindeers.
Reindeers, what do they eat?
I understand they eat like cupcakes and, you know, jelly beans. And
right, okay. And then Rudolph.
Rudolph with his nose so bright.
So this one kid comes up. His grandpa owns Florin World.
Okay.
Or he works at Florin World. It's on Patricia Avenue and Main Street, okay. Right there. So the kid gets this beautiful toy, and he's all excited about the toy. So we're really happy for this young man. What do you think he sent to Santa?
I don't know. Sure.
He said, Santa, he gives the toy back to Santa.
Are you kidding me?
And he goes, Santa, I have so many toys at home. Can you give this to a boy that doesn't have toys?
That is so heartwarming to hear that.
Is that amazing?
That tells you the character, I mean, how the parents are raising him and you know, him knowing the what's, you know, what's...
Right, he was 10 years old.
It's amazing for a child to see that.
Right. So then, and his name is Mike. He works at... What's the place on where it used to be Frenchies?
Tammy just walked in. Hey, Tammy. Hi. How was your Christmas?
Do you know the place that used to be... I want to get the name right of the carpet place. They used Florin to do... World? Is it Florin World? But it's not on Patricia. It's on...
It's on... oh my gosh, what is that street? It goes to San Christopher.
Right.
Look it up really
how
quick.
How about if we just Google it?
Is it Pinehurst?
Pinehurst. I don't know.
It might be.
But anyhow, it just
is
was
it
amazing.
Is it dark in here or is it me?
It is a little darker in here today.
If you turn the other light switch on, the other two lights will come on.
Oh, there you go. Let me turn it on.
Yeah, so then, thank you, Ed, too. So then... I'll tell another story if I can. Now, Santa Jim is going to... Should I call him Santa Jim or just Santa?
Say Santa.
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 He was Santa for real.
Right, see the picture of him? That's him. Amazing. He was the real deal.
Almost looked like you.
Yeah, I could have done it. Me and Ed. You want to do Santa?
You sound congested today.
I am.
Oh,
and I'm trying to work through. That's what I said to Ed, like when I started before you. I could use it as an excuse not to be here, but I never missed a show in 26 years. So I want to keep the streak alive.
It's Floor Depot. Oh my gosh, we're so terrible.
Yeah.
Floor Depot. And it is actually, the address is Main Street, but it's right on the corner. Because there's a funeral parlor right on the corner of Main,
right.
And it's right beside that.
So it's
1300 Main Street, Dunedin, and they're awesome. They brought, oh my gosh, that little boy is one of the cutest little kids I've ever seen in my life. He is so smart. He's not even 4 years old yet. And so somebody handed him a present, but they did not look at the tag because we had everything tagged like for age, what age it should be.
Mm-hmm.
So he opened it and he's just looking at it like he's so puzzled, like just kept looking. He looked on the bottom of it, he turned it on the side, and he's like, I don't know what this is. I don't think it's age appropriate. It was so cute. I mean, he used and he spoke all those words perfectly fine.
Wow.
So I was like, well, you give me that or you can keep it for your cousin or your brother or sister and I'll give you a new one.
Hi, Lola. Merry Christmas to Lola.
But he was adorable. But his pop-up actually works at Floor Depot, and he had seen the email, so he brought him out to meet Santa.
Oh, it was really nice.
Yeah, it was very nice.
Very nice.
Very interesting stories you guys have just
And then at the Greenwood, the lady pulls up, and Santa even gets up to console her. She pulls up. She has six kids, and she starts crying. So Santa gives her a hug. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Says it's going to be okay. And she goes, we have six kids and I can't even pay my bills. I might be being evicted. So needless to say, I couldn't get toys for my kids. Do you know how it is like when someone else is crying, you start to cry?
Mm-hmm.
So I started to like, have a tear in my eye, but I wanted to man up because you know that deal. You know. But really, I was getting...
It's ridiculous.
But so... She gets the toys, so we made sure she got three toys or two or three toys, and then we gave her a few dollars, too, to help her out. And we gave her a turkey. So you want to hear how we had turkeys involved on this?
Oh, my gosh, Brian and his turkeys.
I know, right? We're past that now. We're past that. We're
no,
Christmas.
You can't make this up. You can't make this up.
We're going to New Year's now.
So this guy comes up at the end, right, of the event. And he's trying to sell. He has a van full of turkeys.
No.
Right? In the crates. Because I know the crates. Because that's how I got them when I got them for the turkey event. They give them to you in the cardboard crates. Right? He goes, I got 20 turkeys and they're 20 pounds or more. And he goes, he wanted $50, which I should have just said yes, right? Right, because that's a good deal. So I said jokingly, because I like to negotiate, I said, how about 40? And he said yes. So guess what we did?
You bought the turkeys and gave them out.
We gave out the turkeys. So especially to that lady with the six kids, you know, which she got a turkey. So everybody got a turkey. And then the lady that, she was the one with the two, she was sleeping in her car, and I, right? So I don't know if you want to say something, but the thing is, she was sleeping in her car with her kids, and she said, I really need this, right? Mm-hmm. So what we did is we got her some, got her a turkey, and I just hope someone can cook it for her, because I was concerned. But why not just give her a turkey? And then we gave her a $25 gift card from, who's the Florida Youth Ranch.
Oh, okay.
And then we gave her a $50 restaurant card from Egg Haven.
Awesome. So can we take this time to actually thank some of our sponsors of the Toy Drive? They were actually, we had so many people that were so helpful.
Why weren't you there, though? I forgot that.
Really?
I just realized he wasn't there. He doesn't come to our events.
Yes, I went to the Cutting Rumor ceremony in Tarpon Springs. I go to your events.
All right.
Okay, so Odd Lots. She donated a bunch of little gift bags that she made herself. And it had all these little toys and
treats. And she wouldn't take money, by the way.
Yes, and she
because all the stuff we got, we paid people.
Yeah.
She was the one that would refuse to take money.
And she donated a bunch of toys, so we just appreciate you. That's Odd Lots.
Beanie Babies.
Yes.
She donated close to $500 worth of stuff.
Mm-hmm. So you guys got to go.
Odd Lots and Whatnot.
Yes, Odd Lots and Whatnot. You guys got to go show some love. They are located over at 1108 Overcast Drive in Dunedin, and they did really help out for the event. And we also had Diana Mark out there that I want to say thank you to. Not only did they bring toys that they wrapped so beautifully, but they came out and helped us with the event and held signs out on the street. And also Diana, our proofreader, she was not even feeling great that day. Her hip was hurting her, but she went out there and held the sign on the street for probably 2 hours. So we appreciate you, Diana. And also Jeff from Treeminator, he came out and was helping us give the gifts out and everything as well. And then we had a lot
of
donors.
He's a good young man.
He is.
He's a 24-year-old kid that's trying to do it on his own. Instead of working for a tree company, he's trying to go on his own. He's just, it's a grand opening type deal. And he's all licensed. He's got all the stuff in order. You ever see like a, if you describe him, I'm not saying he's a college kid, but you ever see that college looking kid? You just know they're going to college, like they're well dressed and they represent, dress for the money you want to make. That's Jeff.
Yep.
I mean, he's very polite and he's taking a chance to open up his own business.
Mm-hmm. We should also thank Santa and Mrs. Claus because they did an awesome job. They were just amazing. They took so many pictures. They looked great. They were very friendly. Awesome. Thank you so much, guys. Also, Mark, the balloon guy, he made the most amazing, seriously, balloon, like, different things. So
different
we
animals.
Had these two twins. They were the most adorable little twins, these two boys. So they're 8 years old. So he made them football helmets out of balloons, which was really cool.
And guess what the kid picked for a toy after that? Because they go...
A football.
Can you make that out of 500 toys?
Yep.
He picked a football, and he had a football helmet on.
Yep, and he made...
There was only one football there.
It was meant to be.
Yep, and he also... He made the little boy that I was telling you about from Floor Depot, the little boy, he made him this octopus, and it fit right on his head, but it was humongous. It had eyes on it, and it was so cute. It had all the legs coming off. It was adorable.
Did you take a lot of pictures?
We do. Well, we actually had a photographer
out at that event. A professional photographer.
And so I have some of the pics, which I sent in the email today to anybody who wants to check them out, the ones that we have. But I'm still waiting, actually, for the other pictures that were the professional pictures.
Right.
So when I get those, I will also be posting those and sending those out for everyone to take a look at as
well. And our website, too, right? Would it be on the website?
Yes. Okay. They'll be up on the website soon.
Awesome.
And then, who else? Oh, my gosh. Dunedin Plumbing. We have to thank them. They donated a bunch of toys. They also wrapped them very beautifully. They did a great job on picking stuff out because the kids really loved them. And they came out too. They brought some. Samantha brought her daughter. That's her daughter and her granddaughter. So she got to take some pics with Santa and everything. And they were just lovely. And they came back even to help us like clean up and everything. They were just awesome.
Really right, awesome. So like, what happened was at the Dunedin Country Club event, it was done so professionally because the photos had the Dunedin Country Club in the background from Santa. It was almost like a postcard type photo, wouldn't you say? With the kids sitting on Santa's lap. Because you know how beautiful the front of Dunedin Country Club is? So that was the backdrop. She picked that, again. Vince's wife made that decision because we had it in the wrong spot.
Yes, and also we have to thank Vincent and his girlfriend Tabitha. She did such an amazing job. She took pictures of all the kids with Santa, but she also took pictures of a lot of other things that were going on. She did such a great job. So thank you so much, Tabitha. And Vincent, I hope you feel better. He's got a bad headache today. Also, Hope came out. Thank you so much. And also Alex. Alex and Tony came, and they were very helpful. Tony is so cute. Thank you guys for coming out as well.
And then, like, just to say about Hope, she does our website.
Yes.
So she's going to have all those photos and stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
Did you send her the photos from the...
I sure did.
Yeah, so then everybody can go to our website to see the photos.
Or do you have a Facebook account as well?
Yes, I posted them on the BCC Coupon Books LLC account.
Perfect.
Like I said, those are the photos that we have so far, but there will be a lot more to come.
And the reason why the Dunedin Country Club event was successful was that they have their own little community, a Facebook community. Do you know that's originally how Facebook started? Was with... colleges being able to, the kids being able to talk to each other.
There's a movie about that.
Actually. Yeah. He actually robbed he stole that idea.
Yeah, pretty much.
He was hired, no, not pretty much, he did.
Yeah.
He was hired to work for this company and stole their idea. That's just the truth.
Well, he stole,
Zuckerberg is a thief.
It was a dating site for colleges is what he did, and then he turned it into Facebook, so he improved it. Yeah, he took their idea, but so do a lot of people.
Yeah. But the thing is, though, what happened with that, they have a Facebook among their community there at the Dunedin Country Club. And this guy posted on the Facebook, just to tell you the power of Facebook. And within 15 minutes of him posting, we had like 10, 15 cars pull up. Facebook is powerful.
Absolutely.
Yes. A lot of all the people except for one actually came out that I met in Clearwater though, so that was pretty awesome too.
So what do you think of how we did and what's your feelings like? What are you thinking right now?
I'm thinking that the stories you guys are sharing is amazing. I think it served this purpose for all those children that were looking for getting toys that otherwise would not have had any toys this year, and I think it's it shows the community coming together and giving back to the community with all those businesses you guys are just mentioned and all those volunteers and people, you know, contributing to all this. It's a wonderful, it's fantastic to have the community come together like that to help these kids that are in need. That's pretty awesome. And of course, kudos to you guys because you guys organized it and you guys, you know, I'm sure Tammy put a lot of time and effort in getting this organized as well. So I got to give her kudos as well of, you know, making that happen. So, it affected a lot of people in a positive way.
What's the odds of a guy coming up with turkeys?
I think what's the odds of some kid getting a football helmet and getting a football?
Right?
The only football. So what are the odds of that?
Which is super awesome. But it was a great event.
What is the odds? Because we had over 500 toys, right?
We did have a lot of toys.
And they were all wrapped. Now, I wanted to wrap them in newspaper.
No.
And I was...
that did not happen.
Right, and I was outvoted.
Yes.
And then we got to thank Floyd for wrapping the gifts, because Floyd wrapped all the gifts.
Okay.
Tammy wrapped them, and we had a bow on each one, and it was done professionally.
I can't wait to see the pictures.
Yeah. I mean, I know. Well, I'm surprised that they're not, they should be, well, it's all good. How long do you think until the pictures are going to be available?
I don't know, because Tabitha, like I said, she took them with a nice professional camera, so right. She's got to get them off the camera in order for us to get right. them, so.
Christmas,
so.
Yeah. You know, on a different note, I got to share something. I just came across this crazy story today. It wasn't even a story. You know, of course, I work in collaboration with the City of Clearwater to provide down payment assistance for some individuals, and some of the lenders go to certain title companies to have the closing organized. One particular title company, you're not going to believe this, it got hacked.
Really?
It's a national title company. Wow. It got hacked. So people that are waiting to close in their homes, they can't.
Oh,
because
no.
People don't have access to the title and commitment and all those type of stuff that you need to require to go to closing, and people paid, they wired funds into these to this company, and my heart goes out to those families.
Wow.
You know,
that's just terrible.
It is to start off that way.
And then AT&T, with all their firewalls, right?
Yeah,
they got hacked.
Yeah.
Target got hacked.
Well, unfortunately, the holiday season is out there for opportunistic people. They figure that it's
but you
a
know
busy
what they
time
do? You know what the government tells you, though? Think of this. What does the government tell you? Do you know how voting is sent from precincts to the main hub? Through emails. It's on the internet. And they're saying, but the voting machines can't be hacked. But AT&T can be hacked.
Pentagon got hacked, okay? Anything can be hacked.
Right. And they're going to tell you, but not the voting machines.
No, those are...
Do you know how the nuclear bombs are done, too?
They're also all done by computer.
No. Do you know how they're done? By the punch cards. They never changed it over for that reason. Do you know how, you got to put a punch card in? So
well, I thought it was a key thing where you have to have two keys and only one person has one and the other...
No, it's not.
President.
I mean, that's done on a nuclear submarine. But overall, they have the key card. You remember the old punch cards?
Yes.
Are you old enough to remember that? So they put a punch card in, and then that's how they activate it. So what they decided to do is not change it. Because how can you can't activate a punch card. It stops it from being hacked. So they're better off with the old system to save our country. Because they're trying to tell you and look you in the eye and tell you these machines can't be rigged or they can't be hacked. And it's just not true. That's all.
Well, we're actually going to take a break for a second and do the traffic report in about a minute. So you can keep on talking and for one more minute. One more minute's all you got.
And counting.
And counting. You know, should we play a nice song? What's your favorite song? A Christmas song or something?
Well, Christmas is past now. What about a New Year's song? Like New Year's?
Yeah, what's
up?
A New Year's song?
I don't know.
What's a good New Year's song?
Ed may know.
Hey, I'm here at the computer waiting for you to spill something out at the very last minute so I can... try to put it in real quick and bring it up without it sounding like I had to search for it. But you go ahead. I'm leaving that up to you. Did that answer your question? Okay. There you go.
There you go.
I love him.
All right. Anyhow, okay, when you're ready, Ed.
Well, what do you want to do? You looking for a song here or what?
I'd like you to pick a song and also do the traffic report.
Well, you want Auld Lang Syne or something?
Yeah. That'd be good. Thank you, Ed.
Okay, see, now what I'm doing is tick, 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 to put it in, and hopefully it comes up real quickly here. There we go. How's that?
There you go.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to yet fall.
Thursday evening, Tampa Bay. Big Ed here on the Tan Talk Radio Network. Take a look at your traffic and weather together. Tonight, at a very late evening, 5:35. Well, it's not really, but everybody, if you were working today, you're actually done for the day. Not too bad in Pinellas County right now. No real problems to report. But as you get to the Howard Franklin, if you're headed towards into Tampa, you're going to find a disabled vehicle on the Howard Franklin Bridge blocking the right-hand lane. Then once you get into Tampa, right around West Shore there, two right lanes are blocked there right around West Shore, causing a backup. Other than that, everything is looking pretty good. Look at your Bay Area forecast. Been cloudy all day. Been waiting for the rain and waiting for the rain. Looks like it's on its way, starting to hit the Pinellas Beaches area. It's 61 degrees right now. Expecting a little bit of rain tonight. In through this evening and tomorrow, looking for a high of only 64 degrees. And this cold front headed towards us on the weekend. All right, here we go back to Brian Cash Claus.
Well, I want to see.
Thank you, Ed. So we should expect some rain. Raindrops keep falling on my head. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a thing for our friend at the Locks. He has a script written out.
Right.
That you can explain it.
Okay, so let me, your phone just went off.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, I have, if you don't mind, Brian, one second. Rocio, you on the line?
I'm on the line, yes I am.
Okay, can you explain the event that is coming up in January so everybody can know about it as well?
Yes, so this event actually is going to be February 18th. It's called, of course, Nuestra Reina, and it's a scholarship pageant that we have for the young ladies. There's about 26 contestants.
Wow.
And they're all pretty much it comes to it from a community of underserved, so we want to make sure that we help these girls get scholarships, help them with their presentation skills, just a lot of being able to teach them those life skills. And that happens on 2/18, and it starts at 4 p.m.
Really? What day is 2/18?
February 18th.
That's going to be on a Sunday.
On a Sunday.
And what time? Mm-hmm. What time is it going to be at?
It's going to start at 4 p.m., but we're going to actually be serving an early dinner, so everybody can join in the festivities of different cultural foods. This one's going to be from, I believe, Mexico and Cuba. And so just a little taste of a different country. And the whole point of the pageant is to have the young ladies also not lose their traditions. And so part of the pageantry is that they're going to be modeling a dress of their country. And they're going to have to explain some of the things like the flowers, what they mean, some of the dress pieces. Because even though they are born here in the United States, we still don't want them to lose their cultural roots.
Okay, and how can they if they want to buy tickets? How do they go by doing that?
Yes, so we have a website, Nuestra Reina, and I can also have a link to your website as well. But it's called Nuestra Reina, and you can actually purchase the tickets online. Each one of them is $50. That includes, of course, your meal for the day, and includes two drink tickets. So you can actually purchase online. Their voucher already started for like a couple of months now. So there's a few tickets left to go on the site, Nuestra Reina.
Okay. All right. So that's
good. Do you want to say that in Spanish, too? You can give like a little... Okay. Give like a 60-second Spanish presentation.
Absolutely. So para todos los que están aquí en Hillsborough County, vamos a tener nuestro segundo certamen de Nuestra Reina, que viene siendo como una, es una pageant, como se llama, donde las muchachas van a poder poder presentarse ellas mismas, su cultura, la cultura de si son de México, de Cuba, donde sea, pueden hacer su presentación. También van a tener un talento, y la muchacha que gana, Nuestra Reina, va a ganar $3,000 para una beca. Y las otras niñas que tienen menos de 5 a 14 años, cada una de esas dos categorías van a ganar $500. So ahorita hay 26 niñas que van a presentarse en 2/18 para poder competir por la beca. Los tickets son $50, pero incluye su comida y dos tickets de bebidas. Y puedes ir a Nuestra Reina y puedes dar los tickets ahí.
All right, perfect. And for those folks that are listening in, this is Rocio Smith. She's actually the market president of Achieva Credit Union. She's actually overseeing the Hillsborough market, but she's also really active in the community as well. Is there anything else you want to say, Rocio, before we disconnect?
no, just we all need all your support. Anything you can do to support this great cause. This is the second year, and we hope that you can join the community. And Achieve Our Credit Union is actually going to sponsor the $3,000 scholarship. So a great opportunity for everybody to help.
So how can we get in touch with you?
You can call me directly. It's Rocio Smith at 813-892-6275. If you have any questions or you want to help support these young ladies, please give me a call.
What's your, let me get, I'm going to write it down myself if I have a piece of paper. I don't actually.
I'll say that again. It's 813.
813.
892.
892.
6275.
I'm trying to think, how can someone remember that number? I always like to play a little trick game. 692.
Figure that one out.
Right? Anyhow, you have the number?
Yes, I have the number. I'll give it to you.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. And then what I like to do is post that on our website and tell her, get the information. And then what website can we go to get information on that so we can put a link to your website?
Yes, of course. It's Nuestra Reina. And once it's, you immediately go to it. I'll send you the link as well, and I'll send Angel the link.
Okay, good. And then we'll link up, and we'll link up. Get it? And could you sometime come in?
So, really quick, we are accepting donations of any kind because we're actually going to have a rummage sale in January, and I can send that date out as well to help support the young ladies with the scholarships with the other two young ladies.
That's beautiful. It's really wonderful. You know, you change one person's life, you change the world.
Listen, I hope that's, you know, when I saw the young lady that won last year, you should see her. She's blossomed. She speaks in front of everybody now. She just does an amazing job representing Nuestra Reina. So if we can, like you said, one life at a time, one young lady at a time.
That's right. And it's and that's it. And it's on a ripple effect because look at all, you know, success breeds success.
Yes,
in other words, if you show me your friends, I'll tell you your future.
Love it.
Right. So then, and that's why we got to get these kids thinking success. Think success.
Yes. Breakthrough mindset.
Right.
You can still have your culture, but you can still think about the education and breaking that cycle of poverty. So, yes.
Yeah. Benjamin Franklin said, empty the coins that are in your purse into your mind, and then your mind will fill your purse with gold.
Wow.
And he was really one, I know Richard Almanac is considered one of the wisest Americans. But really, to spend money on education, because knowledge is power.
Yes, sir.
But without action, right, it's worthless.
That's it.
Right.
You know, at the end of the day, we can't, and we cannot look back and say, what if, or who am I? It's what we can do going forward. So that's the important thing, is that we just keep on going and do the best we can with education, and that's how we break every cycle that there is. So.
Right, and that, and the only currency that can't be replaced is time.
Mm-hmm.
Right, time can't be replaced. And a lot of these kids, they just need a mentor or someone to look up to someone give them time to show that they care, right? Everybody wants to be loved. These kids need to know that they're loved and that they can do whatever they put their minds to. And if they get hit and knocked down, get back up. That's part of life.
Yes. Yes. And we have, so just for you to know that the young lady who wins and her court, they each get assigned a mentor for a year. So whatever they want to be, they have a mentor in the community that's willing to, you know, put them underneath their wings, basically. So I'm really proud of that. So
you ever hear of the philosopher Nietzsche? But anyhow, he said how the student repays the teacher, right? He said the way the student repays the teacher is not to remain the student.
Mm-hmm.
But he actually said pupil, but people today know student. But like these kids, they then turn around. To keep it, you got to give it away. So now you pass it on to them freely, right? Then in turn, they then pass it on freely to someone else.
Yes.
It's a ripple effect.
Yes. And we can't forget those who helped us along the way either, right? So now that we are part of the community that is, you know, necessarily still in that poverty per se, we can now help the other person and show them maybe some things that we didn't get the opportunity to have. Maybe a mentor that we didn't get a chance to have when we were younger, or we didn't have the resources. We have a lot of wonderful people on this committee, including Angel, that have helped so much and being able to take these young kids and teach them a different way of life and teach them what else they can do.
Right. You can do whatever you put your mind to. If it's going to be, it's up to me, is the attitude, right? But also, too, don't forget to turn to God, right? Because sometimes, you know, you can focus on your goals, but it's important to ask God to direct your thinking. And you want to be happy? Yeah. You do the next right thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
The next right spirit is going to come your way. So when a kid goes, oh, what do? You just say, do the next right thing. And then the next right spirit is going to come your way. You do good, and you be. It takes. It's not easy to be good, right, all the time.
Yes.
But if you be good, then what happens is you become happy.
Yes, and these young ladies that have that were in the court last year, they're helping the other young ladies in the pageant. So as you can see, one person does good, and they help the other ones do better. So
right, that's it. And that's how you do it. Helping others is, if you think about it, helping others is the foundational stone to feeling good and to doing right. And to act kindly once in a while isn't enough. You have to act the good Samaritan every day if need be.
Mm-hmm.
You even notice it said the word act there, right? Sometimes you just got to act good even though you don't feel it. Fake it till you make it.
You know, and doing it behind, I know that, you know, Angel introduced me, but it's everything behind the scenes, right? That nobody necessarily has to know who's doing it, just someone has to do it. And so that buddy knows is who we are. That's what we're named. We do a lot of things behind the scenes, and we're just fortunate enough to have you and everybody else to help us, to help these kids. And it's not about us, right? It's about helping these kids get better and better.
Where did Jesus, you know, you have a right to believe in the God of your own understanding, so I'm not looking to put Jesus on people, but it's whatever God, you know, you feel is the right God for you. But what did Jesus say about praying? He said, go in the closet and close the door. So you don't like you're not out there like bragging, hey, I'm praying. Be alone with God. You don't got to get credit. And for me, just to tell you, sometimes I want validation. And I know it's terrible, but sometimes I do. But when you can do, when you want to do a game with me?
Sure.
Okay. And you too, Angel?
Go for it.
Okay, here's our game. And what's your first name, young lady?
Rocio.
Rocio.
We won't go with that. I'll call you...
Rocio.
I won't do that. Rocio. I'm going to call you Sinara.
Rose.
I'm going to call you Rose. Okay, me, Rose, and Angel. I couldn't say that word. Anyhow, it's a wonderful name, though, and it's pretty. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to do good, right? And the person you do good by, you don't tell them, and no one finds out you did good, you get 2 points. Okay, then if you want to get 1 point, sometimes the person you do good for is going to find out. That's okay, but you only get 1 point. But as soon as you tell someone that you did good, or the right, and other people find out you did good, you go back to zero.
And how are we gonna keep track of this?
And then whoever wins gets $1,000.
Oh, jeez.
All right. So tell me what the game is, so I know you understand, Rose. Rose, what's the game?
It was going to be a simple game, I thought. Just don't say anything.
Just don't say anything. Really? Actually, in life? Seriously?
You get $1,000.
Just don't say anything.
Right. If you don't have
a in your heart.
Right. If you don't have opinions on outside issues, hence you can't be drawn into controversy. If you sometimes just say nothing, you're better off. But the game is this. You get 2 points if you do good and no one finds out. You get 1 point if the person finds out, because sometimes you got to do good and they're going to find out. But as soon as you tell someone you did good, you go back to zero.
I think Rose is going to win this one.
Hey, Rose, you want to know how many points I'm up to?
Zero.
Zero. We're not going to say anything. Let everybody, just do the right thing when no one's looking. That's what matters.
You know why you do the right thing? Because it's right.
I was going to say.
That's okay. Because
my parents,
it's right.
Taught me. Right. You know what they say? You don't have to tell somebody who you are when you are somebody.
Right. And let your actions speak who you are, not your words.
Exactly. Exactly. And it's not even about us. It's about them.
Okay, so with that said, can I get your credit card information, please? Does your credit card start with a 4 or a 5?
I think he's back to zero.
Then you know what you're supposed to say to me? I don't know. Well, pull out that credit card and let's see.
That's exactly what he did to me, and I fell for it.
And then what's the rest of those numbers?
Oh my goodness.
Anyhow, great talking to you. Yep. I hope you had some fun. I just want you to know the check's in the mail.
Snail mail.
And we're not going to tell anybody that. Thank you very much. I hope we see you there.
All right, Angel's the best.
Okay. He is. He's amazing.
Okay, right. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, so we're about to do a commercial for our friend at the Lox.
And it starts like, are you at risk? I mean, that's the title of this. And it's all over the internet, and if you don't know about it already, you're sitting duck. See for yourself. I think Brian kind of went over that already, but if you can see with your own eyes, your eyes are literally going to pop out and your mouth is going to just drop. If you actually search through Google, it's called Bumpkey. It's called Lishi too. So basically, see what populates when you actually type that in there. Okay, again, it's Lishi too, Lishi tool. And you'd be amazed with populate. As a matter of fact, it's the Jam All Safe and Secure. They have the best solutions to fix the problem with multi-T locks, which is the MTL, says BOC model number in there, and high security locks and keys. Now, you should know that the locks you might have now may be open in the snap. Many of these locks have it says a key set, and it's large. It's, I don't know what's the name of it, it's spelled SCHLARG. And these keyways, which account for 60% or even up to 90% of the standard pin tumbler locks in the country. So more likely you have this kind of setup for your home. Now, these locks cylinders can be open as little as 1 to 3 seconds. How's that possible?
Yeah, then he sends a video where his granddaughter, Jerry, does.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of his locksmith company?
Well, the name of his company is called Jam All Safe and Secure. And it's a locksmith, which established back in 1984 when he did this.
What's the phone number?
The phone number is 727-474-6906. And they're located right here on 13030 Starkey Road in unit number 5. It's in Largo, Florida.
Right. And then the gentleman's name is Jerry, and I love him.
Okay.
And he sent me a video, and it was only 4 seconds long. And it was his granddaughter at the age of 10. She used the bump. She used the thing.
Yeah, it's called the bump key. You're right.
Right, and she opened the lock up in 4 seconds.
Do you believe it's been around for 15 years on the internet? That bump key.
Wow,
that's how long it's been around, and obviously people have been using it. Now there's another tool called Lishi, and it will enable the user to pick and open and decode the lock in minutes as well. These locks could be on your door now. Now, after decoding, they may make a key and they come to go. You know, they come and go and as they please. I mean, so obviously they can actually go in and get out of your house without not even a mark in your door. Like it's like literally someone had the key to your house.
Really?
With like no force entry whatsoever.
Wow.
So quickly in minutes, you know, you're going to see this on YouTube, it says on here, so watch the video, guys. These tools work without leaving any damage or evidence that the lock was even open, which is kind of scary. I'm sure they're wearing gloves, too. So I hope we're not educating these people out there with all this information.
But no, but he has the information, but right. He has a way to stop it.
Absolutely. The Multi-T Locks, which the Model MTL-800 product is on the top of these line, resistant bumping, picking, and drilling, and against unauthorized key duplication. So definitely, it's actually patent protected until 2038. So he has access to this particular product that can protect your home. By all means, guys, not for nothing, but we can't be too safe. We've got to lock our doors, right? And you want to have top-notch protection for your home, reach out to JAM All Safe and Secure. Again, the number is 727-474-6906. They're located, again, at 13030 Starkey Road, unit number 5 in Largo. It's worth it. They have automotive service, residential and commercial, and they're fully bonded and insured.
They're the real deal. And he's been... One thing you can't buy is experience. So he's been doing it for like 30, 40 years as a locksmith.
He's from New York. Yeah.
So he knows the deal. You know, he's seen it all. So that's Jerry. Mm-hmm. And then he has the lock and all that, and there's a QR code. And but, of course, we can't give that to you over the radio.
Right.
But you can go to our website. We'll put this on our website, bccbook@yahoo.com. No, that's my email.
Right. Do you have they're advertising in your booklet, right?
Right.
So for those folks that are looking at taking advantage of this QR code and getting a discount, go to one of our locations. I don't know where you look at it, but we're ready to have these books everywhere. These corner stores, you name it. Give us a call. We'll let you know the nearest one near your house. You can pick up a booklet and take advantage of that discount.
It's a BCC coupon book, and Jerry's ad's in there. So pick it up and give them a call.
Absolutely.
So in closing, what would you like to say about what's going on in your life?
Well, I mean, I was very blessed to be around family during this Christmas Eve, you know, on my father's side. I've never met them before. It's the first time actually spending time with them. They actually did a cookout outside with a pig roast,
right,
outside. It was the first time I've experienced that, cooking outside. And they were feeding everybody from this one table, cut the meat. It was just amazing to see how everybody was just so, you know, excited, participating, and just the family experience. Then on Christmas Day, my brother, I was home alone. So he says, hey, you know, what are you doing? So I'm just kind of chilling out at home. He's like, come by. I'm like, what? You know, I didn't want to infringe anybody's, you know, houses when they have children. He goes, no, just come by. So I went over there. They had a great dinner. I saw all their kids, you know, get together, and they were having a blast. And it was nice to be around that
sure,
atmosphere.
Sure, sure.
So,
why not?
So I'm excited for the new year coming up. You know, I'm very excited that I believe next year is going to be a lot better than this year. That's my hope.
Right.
You know? So my New Year resolution is going to be, you know, to be a better person, to have a positive attitude, and to not let things, you know, I don't look at, you know, as being obstacles, but looking for opportunities. That's my goal.
Right. And then that's a good goal.
Yeah.
And to do good, right?
Yes,
and
absolutely.
To care.
Yes.
Help others achieve their goals.
Mm-hmm.
Then you achieve yours.
What is your goal for this game?
My goal is just not to be psychotic and to have the...
We got 1 minute warning.
I know. And not to have mental breakdowns like I do.
Okay. Well, guys, I want to... I think you're going to be fine.
All right.
Well, guys, hey, Tampa Bay, thank you for tuning in at the Tan Talk Radio Network here for Brian Clash Call Show. And again, same bad time, same bad channel here for next Wednesday from 5 to 6. Don't miss the next show.
And thank you, Ed, for
being
there.
Thank you, Ed.
God bless you, Ed.
Yep.